Country Bob FM.
Here we go with the Friday Almanac. Solo or am I solo?
I'm ready, Jim.
Yeah, Neil, virtual Neil. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, come on. He was just on the phone, and now here he is virtual Neil here on the Bob Almanac with a chance to win at the end of the Almanac a quick quiz to give away tickets for the Breakfast on the Farm, Wright Carver, Breakfast on the Farm tomorrow. Breakfast, pancakes, sausage, beverage for just $5, but we're going to give away some of those tickets so you can be a part of it as well. Bring the entire family. Today is Friday, June 21st. Summer arrives at 10:54 Central Time. It's the 172nd day of the year. We have 193 left. 193 left to go. 1834, we love our patents, and this is one of the big ones. Second to maybe only the clapper.
Old things were rotten in the land of cotton until Whitney made the cotton gin. Now old times there will soon be forgotten, for it is the work of 100 men.
Cyrus
necessity, where would we be?
Cyrus McCormick patented the first practical mechanic reaper for farming. It was the mechanic reaper. It wasn't the cotton gin. And so that means our mother necessity thing was way off base. Wasn't even close. It wasn't Eli Whitney. It was Cyrus McCormick. McCormick, Deering. And of course, that eventually turned into Farmall and International Harvester, right? Cyrus McCormick. That was 1834. I just wanted to hear the jingle. Cyrus McCormick completely got forgotten in the whole mother necessity schoolhouse rock thing. That's why I played it. Cyrus McCormick. They forgot about him. Eli Whitney gets all the credit. But what about the Reaper, the McCormick Reaper, huh? Huh? Schoolhouse Rock? 1879, F.W. Woolworth opened Woolworth's Great 5 Cent Store, the first five and dime in Pennsylvania. F.W., as we used to call him, later became one of the richest men in the world. 1893, we saw the first ever Ferris wheel. Ferris wheel. That was a scary ride for the day. 1893, the Ferris wheel. At the World's Columbian Exposition, Chicago, Illinois. 1964. This is a sad day in our history, a sad day in news and what was going on in the South. Three civil rights workers, Michael W. Schwerner, Andrew Goodman, and James E. Cheney, disappeared in Philadelphia, Mississippi. Their bodies found buried in a dam 6 weeks later. And it was 2005, to the day on the 41st anniversary of those murders, that a jury in Philadelphia, Mississippi, found former Ku Klux Klansman Edgar Ray Killen guilty of 3 counts of manslaughter in that case. 1955, this song, Johnny Cash released it.
You're gonna cry, 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 and you cry alone.
It was his first single, Johnny Cash on the scene. This date, Sun Records, 1955. 1970, we have major championship golf going on right now at Hazeltine, and the first championship it held in 1970.
Oh, what a climax. Tony Jacklin has proven to everyone that he is a champion.
Tony Jacklin was the champion. He was the second British golfer in 50 years to win the U.S. Open, and that was held at Hazeltine, this date 1970. Hazeltine was relatively new, and the golfers weren't all too fond of it. Some of them called it a cornfield. Of course, it has grown up quite nicely and is going to host another Ryder Cup here in a few years. It's changed over the years, and it's strange how things change. 1970 is when that happened. In 82, a jury in Washington, D.C. found John Hinckley Jr. innocent by reason of insanity in the assassination attempt of President Reagan and the shooting of 3 other men, including James Brady. And he was just released a couple of years ago. And again, he wanted to shoot the president so he could impress Jodie Foster. That was back in 82. And then 2015, 4 years ago.
At least 150 people have died from drinking toxic illegal liquor in northeast India known as hooch or country liquor. 200 others have been hospitalized in Assam.
That's basically what we call moonshine here in the United States, and it was tainted, it was poisonous, and people died because of it in Mumbai, India. This date, 2015. All right, birthdays now today. Bernie Capel is on our list. He's 86.
In the first 3 weeks, Nix will Schmatas personally eliminated no less than 11. Do you hear me? Stupid! Nix will Schmatas personally eliminated no less than 11 of our most vicious, brutal, cold-blooded agents.
He was the leader of chaos. He was Maxwell Smart's archenemy, Bernie Capel. And, of course, he was Dr. Bricker on the Love Boat. I don't know if he ever really... Did he ever cure anybody on the Love Boat? Did he ever actually be there for any kind of an emergency? Was he actually a doctor and he just faked his way so he could hit on women on the Love Boat? I'm thinking so. 86 for Bernie Capel. Way to go.
Tonight, we really have a frightening movie for you tonight, kids. This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time. This movie is called Blood-Sucking Monkeys from West Mifflin, Pennsylvania. And it's really good, so I'm not going to waste any more time.
He's Count Floyd from the SCTV network television shows and on SCTV, Joe Flaherty. He was in Happy Gilmore. He was in. He was the guy with the Western Union telegram that he gave to Marty McFly. In one of the late, it must have been three. It was Back to the Future 3. He had a recurring role as the pastor or father on King of Queens. Joe Flaherty, 78.
I met her in the club down in Otto Hall, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola.
Well, the Kinks had a unique sound, and it was because of this man.
She asked me to dance. I asked her her name, and in a dark brown voice, she said hello.
Watch out for those women with the guttural voice. Ray Davies, 75 today, leader of the Kinks. And it isn't often that you can take care of two birds with one stone on the almanac, but we do it right here.
And this is my favorite part. Wait to hear the way she hits this one note.
Each beat of my heart.
You really nailed it that time.
Don't stop, Elise. Why should she stop?
I'm sorry. I think I'm going into labor.
It's the mom and dad from Family Ties. They share the exact same birthday.
Steve, are you watching?
Of course I am.
Meredith Baxter, she's dropped the Bernie.
Yeah, this is it.
She is 72, and Michael Gross is 72. Elise and Stephen Keaton. Happy birthday to them. They share a birthday. We did Danny Aiello and Olympia Dukakis. They had similar birthdays as well. Same day, but not the exact same date. And year. They're both 72 today from Family Ties. That was such a good show. Leon Everett is 71 today. We'll play his big hit, Hurricane, during today's almanac.
She came from
or that might be a Bobathon. Right now during the almanac, it's Kathy Mattea.
Her dreams were bigger than the Texas sky. She's got a
60 for Kathy Mattea today on the almanac. Did you watch that show, Desperate Housewives?
So we'll run out right before the babies are born.
Yes. But remember, kids don't miss what they never had.
Like food, clothing, sober mother.
There's Tom and Lynette. And, of course, also what you're going to want to do there is, of course, fake a superstar rowing career for your child so you can get into college. I think she was plotting it as we speak. Felicity Huffman and the man who played her husband on Desperate Housewives is Doug Savant, and he is 55 today. Jim Brewer is on our birthday list today. He's 52.
Got a talk show here, talk show with my mic. I can talk into a little chair, can swivel around, look over here, look over there. I got everything. It's the Joe Pesci show.
He does a great Joe Pesci. He also was Goat Boy. Jim Brewer, 52. She's one of our own. And she was Miss America. Went on to a nice little broadcasting career, too. Gretchen Carlson. It's got to be this that put her over the top in the 89 Miss America pageant. Playing the violin. Barely beat out Miss Alaska, who wrestled a bear, if I'm not mistaken. Way to go, Gretchen. Gretchen Carlson, happy birthday today. She is 53. Juliette Lewis on the list.
My toes are numb.
You see, kids, this is what our forefathers did.
I can't feel my leg.
They walked out into the woods, they picked out that special tree, and they cut it down with their bare hands.
Mom, I can't feel my hips. Clark.
Yes, honey?
Audrey's frozen from the waist down.
That's all part of the experience, honey.
A Griswold family Christmas. Juliette Lewis was a part of it. Happy 46th to her today. Chris Pratt?
No, you're not. You will not be taking our pod today, sir.
Quill, are you making your voice deeper?
No, you are. You're imitating the Godman.
Gosh, he was good in the Guardians of the Galaxy, the Avengers movies, Jurassic World. He was kind of pudgy and out of shape for the when he was on TV on Parks and Recreation. And if he was going to play Quill in Guardians of the Galaxy, he had to get into shape. And he did. Big 4-0 for Chris Pratt. We have Prince William. He's the Duke of Cambridge. They often called me the Duke of Graston. But this is Duke of Cambridge, England's Prince William, 37 today. And the actor, Jesse Smollett. Do you ever watch that Empire show, Neil?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Well, Jesse Smollett is the disgraced actor who used to be on Empire. He's the one who faked the attack and is still in the news. They're still trying to figure out what actually happened there. Jesse Smollett is 37 today. Just we haven't had really enough virtual Neil here today. Once we got into it, it just started to just roll and just smoothly move along. And virtual Neil, we really need more of them.
Cheater.
What else do we have here?
I'll look that up.
Okay, very good. That should fill the quota of virtual Neil, so Neil actually gets paid for being here today. Gone but not forgotten.
That's Jane Russell, starlet. Full figured then and full figured now. And today we gals know how to keep our full figures looking pretty. Under the smoothest fashions, try the Playtex 18-hour seamless bra. Not a seam showing.
Jane Russell, happy birthday today. Actually, of course, she's gone but not forgotten, but would have been celebrating today. We're celebrating the anniversary of her birth. What was the 18-hour bra? Anyway, what was that? This garment is going to self... This one's going to self-destruct in 18 hours. What was that? It only lasted 18 hours? It floated into thin air like dandelion spores. Jane Russell, 1921, also gone but not forgotten today.
Oh, God didn't make little green apples. It don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
Thank you, O.C. Smith, for this song. Grammy Award winning.
And there's no such thing.
Gone but not forgotten, 1932. Craig Sager was a sports reporter to the sideline for basketball on TNT for a long, long time, famous for his colorful suits. Had cancer and passed away a few years ago, way too young. 1951, gone but not forgotten as well.
What are you talking, cop? He ain't no cop.
That's Dirty Harry himself, man. What? You calling me a cop?
You definitely a cop.
He ain't no cop. He's my nephew.
Well, the dude is definitely bad luck. I don't know what he is to you. He's bad luck to me.
Look, I got 2,000 blank American Express cards right now, gold. You got the money? You want to do business or
very
what?
Very possible there might be the smell of pork mentioned somewhere in there by Eddie Murphy. Robert Pastorelli, that's him. In one of the Beverly Hills Cop movies, he was also on Murphy Brown. He's like her painter or handyman. Robert Pastorelli, 1954, also gone, but not forgotten. And that is today's, let's say it together, gone.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Thank you. Today's quiz, and I'm giving away, I've got multiple pairs of these pancake breakfast tickets for Breakfast on the Farm. Breakfast on the Farm itself is free. The only thing they charge for, they have free samples, and it's free to get on the farm and take the tours and everything, but the pancake breakfast is $5. So we have tickets that we want to give away right now, and the question, I don't know if I could make it any easier, how many days do we have left of this year? I mentioned it at the top of the broadcast, top of the almanac. How many days do we have remaining for this year? Tell me, and guess what? I'm going to give you a pair of tickets tomorrow. 7 a.m. is when the breakfast starts. 7 a.m. is when our broadcasts start. We'll be out there live, bright and early in the morning. I'm the only one who gets up early enough on a regular basis to be able to get out there in time to broadcast from the Hazy Farm in Mayer. And if you want to head there, you park at the Waconia High School, and then they shuttle you back and forth. It's really smooth. It's really cool, and it's a tradition. The Wright Carver Breakfast on the Farm. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100.